The protection of sovereignty Bill 206 continues to meet resistance, with the Bank of Uganda saying the country runs the risk of regulatory fragmentation, termination of Uganda from the global payment system, and threatens to return increased informality in the financial systems, as well as rendering the economy to fundamental shocks. The governor of Bank of Uganda, Michael Tingego, notes that the creation of financial approval procedures by the Minister of Internal Affairs of last Bank of Uganda banking regulations establishes parallel supervision. Double licensing, which is currently a core role of the central bank, risks drastic drop in remittances from abroad due to restrictive provisions in the bill. Atingego says the protection of sovereignty Bill 206 also risks widening the deficit of Uganda's financial accounts, cash flows, and a drop the digital financial systems as further, and further recommends that government tightens the already existing provisions in the laws of tracking financial flows. This one appearing before the Legal and Defense Joint Parliamentary Committee today to present the Bank of Uganda's position on the bill.
This bill is bringing restrictions into cross-border transactions, meaning that it is bringing restrictions on the inflows to this country. And we run a risk of reducing substantially the inflows into Uganda. And if we reduce these inflows into Uganda, it means that our current account is even going to widen. And with the restrictions, there will be limited inflows in the financial accounts, which is going to make it very difficult for us to finance the widening current account balance. We are going to have a substantial depreciation of the currency because you need to make imports more expensive in order to equate imports to exports. So this is the main risk of this bill. And also, it means that our capacity to build reserves, because now the flows in the financial account are reducing, we won't have any excess of financial flows in the financial account over the current account balance to build reserves. And Chairman, a country without reserves is not sovereign.